Communication from Presidency number 52, the High Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic, Sunday 10th, May 2020, Juba, South Sudan. The High Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic held its 49th meeting on the afternoon of Sunday 10th, May 2020, under the chairmanship of His Excellency Dr. Riek Machar Tinge, the first Vice President and the Deputy Chairman of the High Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic. The High Level Task Force was briefed on the coronavirus COVID-19 situation in South Sudan, the region, and the globe. Honorable Minister of Health informed the task force that the Public Health Laboratory on Sunday 10th, May 2020, released 282 test results run in the last 48 hours. Out of these, 36 cases were confirmed positive. Two of these confirmed were on the 8th, day 8, and the 34 of them are on the 9th of May. We have 13 to be recollected, samples are to be recollected and retested, and we have 233 tests were negative. 28 of these confirmed cases are South Sudanese citizens who have been granted approval to travel to states from Juba, and some are them from the contacts of the previous confirmed cases. Two are Ugandans, one Kenyan, one Congolese, and these are spotted at the Numule. We have four other nationalities included that make 36 confirmed cases. So the Minister of Health is now following the 154 cases, and the total number confirmed so far in South Sudan is 156. The high-level task force approved the purchase of 5 refrigerators to improve sample collection and boost the storage by the Public Health Laboratory. And the high-level task force also emphasized the continuation of collection of samples from 5 zones of Juba, and this has to be the data has to be aggregated accordingly. The high-level task force also directs Ministry of Environment to disinfect markets, public and private transports. The high-level task force reiterates its directives to the public on social distancing, hand washing, wearing masks in public and private facilities. The high-level task force on COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic remains seized of the situation.